Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our new friend, Dr. Kay Potez, joining us today. Kay is the author of Take It Back, The Personal Power You Give Away Every Day. She's going to teach us how to not let it get away so easily. She teaches at Baldwin-Wallace College in Berea, Ohio. She's also a consultant to Kent State University, and she worked for a number of years in the healthcare industry, and she's our new friend, Kay Potez. Dr. Kay Potez, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here,
Kay. Very nice to be here.
Well, thank you. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Folks, Kay says that your personal power is having a high level of self-awareness about your reaction to others. This sounds like something husbands and wives could benefit from, Kay. What do you think?
Well, you know, I've had many people after doing a lecture or something, I've had many people approach me and say, you know, I need to have my teenage son hear this, or I need to have my kids hear this, or I need to have my spouse hear this, or I wish my boss was here, or I wish my coworkers
right,
were here.
Right.
And, you know, and the bottom line
my wife, is, my wife would say, it didn't matter whether my husband is here, he won't listen anyway. So.
Well, maybe we could do something about that, too. You know, it, very interesting. The bottom line is that we use a very, very big, great amount of energy during our day reacting to other people. Emotions are contagious,
and we
react. And when somebody does not do what we think they ought to do, then we react.
And it just sucks the spirit right out of you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And you know, and we feel slighted or ignored or offended or whatever it is, and then we carry that with us all day long. And I do a lot of work with companies working with morale and why my people do not get along and the team building thing and that. And half of it is just because we're spending all day reacting to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why, you should have said thank you. You should have done this. You should have done that. I'm so busy looking at that stuff and judging other people. I'm using all my energy on that.
Well, it's your personal you're claiming baggage. You're throwing baggage on yourself. And the person whose baggage you're throwing on you doesn't even know that you're doing it and doesn't care.
Right, yeah, half of them don't know it and the other half don't care. So that about sums it up.
That's pretty much all of them, right?
Yeah,
Well, seriously, I don't know why we do this. It's human nature. But you know, Kay, many years ago, I woke up one morning and I said, I'm going from this day forward, I'm going to try to divorce myself, to get rid of people and things who don't make me happy, and try to gravitate toward people and things that make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
That sounds like good mental health. There's always going to be people that we, you know, they're not our particular cup of tea. It's
right.
A big world out there. There's plenty of people.
That's right.
They can find other people.
That's the reason we got 27 flavors of ice cream, right?
You got it. And so rather than reacting to those that are rude or whatever, or don't meet my expectations, I just kind of stay away from them. Rather than giving them all my power, I like to go home feeling like I'm a driver in my own life rather than being a passenger hanging on for dear life.
And that's one of the reasons, Kay, to bring this back to a small business situation, is one of the reasons why I tell my audience that if you've got somebody in your organization that is sucking the spirit right out of any other people, and even if they're doing a good job, if they're just not, you know, in a small business, we bump up against each other all the time, and there's not very much separation. And even if they're doing a good job, if their spirit, if their behavior is negative, then they need to be allowed to go seek their fortune somewhere else.
Yeah, and the thing is, you're so correct with that, Jim. Negativism is very contagious. All emotions are contagious.
I hate it.
Yeah, well, and you know, we're wired that way. We're wired to pick up on other people and, you know, what they're experiencing. So if somebody really is, you know, rather than suggesting they find their fortune elsewhere, I would spend some time coaching them.
Well, if you can, of course. No, if you can, you know, if you can. But you and I both know some people are brought into the world and the way they're raised, there's nothing they can do about it.
Well, yeah, they're committed to misery.
And I'm sorry that's the case, but that doesn't mean that they have to hang out with me. And
exactly, nor do they have to bring down my organization.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
So talk
to us
about...
Yeah, I would work with them a little bit and try to see if I can increase their level of emotional intelligence or something. And, you know, because some people are very negative and they don't even realize it. Some people are just, they respond negatively, they have a negative look on their face, et cetera, they don't smile, and they aren't even aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because they're reacting to their own life, and you're right. Maybe if somebody you loved them enough to point it out, and I think that's the way to think about it. If you have to love somebody enough to point it out to them, then if you did that, you know, they might say, well, you know what, I'm not happy, but I didn't realize I was putting this on everybody else.
Well, that's true. You know, just the self-awareness. And the other thing, I write a number of articles for a journal in Pennsylvania, and one of the articles I wrote recently is, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is it? So,
now that, sometimes that's hard. As a husband, Kay, that's kind of a hard question there.
Well, now, Jim, if you have a happy wife, you have a happy life.
That's the truth. When mama's not happy, nobody's happy. That's right.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
I'm just talking about basic things like being out at the store and I hold a door for somebody,
mm-hmm.
and they walk through and they don't even say thank you.
Yeah.
I used to really react to that. I used to, you know, just, gee whiz, you could have at least acknowledged my niceties here.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I would say, you're welcome, you know, in a nappy tone or something like that.
Well, you can always when they get halfway through the door, just let it go. That's what you can
Now, that's a thought. I'll have to remember that. But, that, you know, it's wearing on me to react to that kind of thing. So what I remember is, of course, that, you know, some people have a lot of things on their mind. It's not about me. I might hold a door for somebody, and they don't say thank you, but they're worried about something. Maybe they're worried about their company, their business, their job.
Now, that's a really important point, because I've almost smoked somebody because of their behavior, and I didn't. And I'd say to somebody else, what's wrong with him today? And they said, well, he's been sick, or his dad died, or something like that. And boy, wouldn't I have been, it felt like a dummy, you know,
exactly.
A jerk.
And then you have to go apologize.
So you gotta be careful.
Yep.
Folks, the key to this is, she says it in her definition, self-awareness. Take it back. The personal power you give away every day, by Dr. Kay Potez. She and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some more about this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.